In this bulletin, a man missing in flood waters in the New South Wales Riverina. Political controversy erupts after a fatal landslide in an Italian holiday town. And in football, Germany avoids World Cup elimination after a 1-1 draw with Spain. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I am Omo Bello. A search continues for a man missing in flood waters in western New South Wales. The 19-year-old man was reportedly swept in flood waters in Balranald in the state's Riverina area on Saturday morning. Volunteers from the State Emergency Service, Barrier Police District and Marine Rescue Officers and Rural Fire Service workers are all part of the search team. A new report has found Queensland has borne the financial brunt of Australia's weather disasters, with extreme flooding events costing the state over $7 billion this year alone. The Climate Council's report, called the Great Deluge, says the figure takes into account social costs as well as infrastructure and business revenue losses. Council spokesperson Professor Leslie Hughes says more bad weather and flooding is expected this summer because of the Niña, with rainfall going into already soaked catchments that cannot absorb any more water. Former New South Wales Fire and Rescue Commissioner and now Climate Council member Greg Mullins says state and federal governments need to take much more aggressive action to prepare for and mitigate the impact of flooding.
We can't escape the fact that we've had a decade of inaction. The time for action was actually a decade ago, and we lost that opportunity. So we have to go much quicker now to reduce emissions, to catch up with the rest of the world. Australia is at the forefront of climate change disasters because we're warming faster than the rest of the world.
A political controversy has erupted in Italy following a fatal landslide in a southern holiday island that has so far claimed the lives of at least 7 people. With episodes of heavy rainfall becoming more common because of climate change, it is understood that Ischia has a number of illegally built dwellings, which experts say puts residents at a higher risk from flooding and earthquakes. The densely populated Ischia is a volcanic island some 30 kilometers from Naples that draws visitors to its thermal baths and picturesque coastline. But Campania Governor Vincenzo De Luca says something must be done about the scale of the illegal construction. He also says a massive reconstruction project is required because of the scale of destruction.
È evidente che la gran parte di questi sfollati non potrà rientrare.
Most of these displaced people will not be able to return because a series of houses have been demolished. Therefore, from this point of view, we should work very concretely and with definitive arrangements for reconstruction.
Brazil has hosted its first Pride March since COVID-19, and government opposition forced the parade to be put on hold. A giant rainbow flag has been displayed along the Copacabana beach promenade in Rio de Janeiro, and people danced on the sand during the match, which some participants say would not have been possible before. The theme of the 27th edition of the parade was Courage to be Happy, emphasizing the strength of the LGBT community. Performers staged the recent election results with a duo dressed as Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, and Michelle Bolsonaro, who were then voted out. This attendee, Alison Pace, says the community has been badly treated for years under the previous government led by Bolsonaro.
A gente viveu uns anos de bastante retrocesso, de muita dificuldade, de discurso do próprio presidente que era muito agressivo contra a comunidade, muito discriminatório. Então a gente imagina que pelo menos agora a gente vai ter governo com quem a gente consegue dialogar, porque com governo anterior isso era impossível.
To World Cup news, Germany has given themselves some hope of avoiding an early exit after a 1-1 draw against Spain this morning. Substitute Niklas Füllkrug fired home the equaliser in the 83rd minute to cancel out Alvaro Morata's opener. Germany must now win their match against Costa Rica in 4 days' time to avoid a repeat of their 2018 experience, which saw them eliminated after the group stage. In other results, Croatia has dominated Canada 4-1, eliminating the North American nation from the tournament. But fans back home in Toronto have still celebrated, saying their single goal was something to be happy about.
I'm feeling sad that we lost, but we did score the first goal, so we're gonna really make it in 4 years.
It's disappointing that we lost the game, but it's still good to see that we scored a goal, and it was a beauty goal to start the game off. So all in all, I'm feeling pretty good, yeah.
I am Omar Bello, and that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.